Hello and welcome to ASAF Music School. I'm so glad that you've decided to join us here for this course entitled Sight Singing. In this course, we will be learning how to look at a new piece of music that we've never seen before and being able to sing it on sight, being able to read it. And as we go through here, I'll do my best to make the concepts as clear and easy to understand as possible. The ability to sing on sight is not difficult. It's just different from maybe what we're used to doing. And so as we go through here, I trust that you'll take the time to do the exercises. And if you have any questions, make sure that you enter those on the question and answer page on our website. Let's take a look at our notes there. You should have printed out your outline and have it there in front of you to look at as we go through this lesson. Today's lesson is entitled Discover the Pulse. We are starting from simple concepts and going to the more complex concepts. Today's concept that we'll be discussing is the pulse. All pieces of music have a pulse. Everything that we sing, all pieces of music that we perform, have a pulse to them. And as we look at a song, we need to be able to identify that pulse. From there, we can subdivide the pulse, or we can elongate the pulse to come up with the different rhythmic patterns that would be contained in the song. Discover the pulse. Music is alive. Our introduction says this: every choir member ought to have at least a rudimentary understanding of how to read and sing on sight an unfamiliar piece of music. Singers should not be dependent upon hearing their notes played on the piano or sung by another person. We will begin sight singing by introducing the concept of the pulse, learning to subdivide the pulse, and then learning note names. Take a look there at number one. Music has a pulse. Every song that we listen to, every song that we perform, has a pulse to it. Letter A. The pulse is a regular, repeating series of beats. Every song has a pulse. The musician must understand, be able to identify, and be able to perform a steady pulse. When listening to music, the pulse can be found by simply clapping along. The first step that we're going to take as we start our journey towards learning how to sight sing is to be able to perform a steady pulse, a steady beat. If you're in a place where you can clap along, that would be great. Otherwise, you might want to just tap your finger on the desk or tap your foot. But let's see if we can perform a steady pulse. A steady pulse is a beat. It's a rhythm that is evenly spaced. One isn't faster than another or shorter than another. All the beats are evenly spaced out. So let's try clapping a steady pulse. All right, very good. And we have that notated there in your notes as clap, 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 clap. You'll notice on our page there that we have 8 claps in a row. They are notated with some simple note heads that are non-pitched note heads. And it's in 4-4 time, and there's 2 measures there. If you don't understand those concepts at this point, that's okay. But well, let's try that again. We're going to clap 8 beats. We're going to try to make them as steady and even as we possibly can. Here we go. That's a steady pulse. We have to be able to understand and perform a steady pulse if we're going to be able to break that pulse down into other rhythmic patterns. And so that's the steady pulse, letter A. The pulse is this regular, repeating series of beats. You might want to take a moment to just try practicing performing a steady beat. And most of you are probably saying at this point, well, that's pretty simple. I think I can handle that. Well, that's good. But this is the basis from which we start. We're starting from simple and going to more advanced. Letter B. The pulse can be subdivided into shorter beats. Try clapping 2 beats in the space of 1 beat or twice as fast. Can you clap 4 even beats in each pulse? The concept here is this. We have the steady pulse going. Each of those claps could be subdivided into 2 parts, like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. You'll notice on the page there under letter B that those are notated differently than the exercise in letter A. Letter A was notated with quarter notes. Letter B is notated with eighth notes. And what we've done is we have taken each of those beats and we've created 2 beats in the place of 1. And so for letter B, you need to realize that this steady pulse that every song has can be subdivided into 2 parts. we've done is we have clapped twice as fast, or we have taken the main beat and split it up into two parts. The question was asked there, can you clap four even beats in each pulse? So that will be a little trickier since we've been going fairly fast, but we sound like this. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. In that case, I have put four subdivisions into each main pulse. What we're trying to get at here is this. This pulse that's subdivided creates new types of notes, and we'll learn those notes. We'll touch on them briefly in this lesson, and then next lesson we'll get more into depth about whole notes, half notes, quarter notes, eighth notes, 16th notes, and we'll learn how to identify them and how to perform them well. But for right now, understand the concept. The beat can be subdivided into parts. Letter C. The pulse can also be elongated to encompass more than one beat. Try clapping only every other beat, or in other words, hold the clap for two beats. Let's try that there. In the exercise, I've shown one quarter note tied to another quarter note. It looks like this. Clap, hold, clap, hold, clap, hold, clap, hold. You'll notice that the feeling of that missing beat is still there, but we just don't perform it. In other words, the note is being held out for two beats as opposed to just one beat. So here we go. Clap, hold, clap, hold, clap, hold, clap, hold. And so what we've done is we've taken that main pulse, that main beat, and we, instead of subdividing and making it shorter into shorter pieces, we've held it out for longer. And this is getting us to the concept of half notes and whole notes and dotted half notes and things of that nature. So the main pulse, this main beat, can be elongated. So we've learned the concept that every song has a pulse. That pulse is simply a steady beat. The pulse can be subdivided, or it can be held out. And so this is the pulse. This is the rhythmic basis for our music. Number two, the note used indicates its time value relative to the other notes. A half note would be held out half as long as a whole note. The quarter note would be half as long as a half note, and a fourth as long as a whole note. Hence the name a quarter note. There's a reason why the quarter note is called a quarter note. It has a quarter of the time value that a whole note would have. An eighth note is half as long as a quarter note, a fourth as long as a half note, and an eighth as long as a whole note. And so each of the different types of notes that we'll be learning are relatively based on the whole note. The whole note would receive four beats. The half note would be half of a whole note. If a whole note is getting four beats, then the half note is going to get two beats. A quarter note is a quarter of the length of a whole note. So therefore, the whole note gets four beats, the quarter note is going to get one beat. And we'll discuss this more in the next lesson, and we'll learn how to actually read these and perform these rhythmically. Look at the chart there at the bottom of the page. I've laid this out in a manner that maybe will help you to understand the relative length that each of these notes has. We start there at the top of our chart with the whole note. The whole note simply looks like an oval. That oval we call the head of the note. In this case, the head of the whole note is not filled in. It is empty. And so we see there at the top of our chart a whole note. We'll use this as the basis for the names of the rest of the notes. The second note on our chart down there is the half note. Notice the half note. It again has a head that is empty, and to that head we have added a vertical stem. That line that goes up and down is called the stem. So the half note, we can fit two half notes in the same space of time that we would perform one whole note. So at the top of the chart we have the whole note. If you break that whole note down into two subdivisions, you have two half notes. The next note on our chart is the quarter note. The quarter note again has an oval head. This time it's filled in, and it also has the vertical stem on the side of it. The quarter note. You'll notice there that each half note on the chart, higher up in the chart there, can be subdivided into two quarter notes. And you'll notice that two quarter notes takes the space of one half note. You'll also notice that there are four quarter notes that can be performed in the space that it takes to perform one whole note. So look there at your chart. Had the whole note at the top. We have two half notes under it. Under there we have four quarter notes. All these can take place in the same amount of time. The next note on our chart is the eighth note. You'll notice that the eighth note can be performed with two in the space of one quarter note. And of course, you'll notice again that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 quarter notes that can take place in the same amount of time that it would take to perform one whole note. The time values for each of these notes is relative to the time value of the other notes that are going to be in your song. The last note that we have in our chart is the 16th note. The 16th note, again, has a filled-in head, it has a stem, and in this case it has two flags on it. You'll notice that two 16th notes fit in the same amount of time as one 8th note. We have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16th notes in the same amount of time that it would take for us to perform one whole note. And so you can see by this chart how all these different rhythmic values can fit together. They are all relative to the other notes. If the whole note takes this long, 1, 2, 3, 4, then the half note's going to be this long, 1, 2. The quarter note's going to be this long, 1. The eighth notes are going to be like this, 1 in, and the 16th notes are going to be like that. So each of the time values of those notes is dependent on knowing what the time values of the other notes are. And so that's a chart that I hope will help you to understand the relationship between the different types of notes. In our next lesson, we'll talk more about how to identify those notes and being able to perform them well. And we'll have some rhythmic patterns that will give us some practice in reading some of these notes. For now, study for your quiz, make sure you do your homework, and we'll see you next time.